Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Tuesday, September 14th, and it's National Parents' Day Off. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Kia Mall of Georgia. Residents will begin to weigh in on their visions for the future of Gwinnett Place Mall. Mill Creek senior Bryn Hammock joins her mother and grandmother as Girl Scout Gold Award honorees. Gwinnettians remember the victims of 9/11 terrorist attacks on the 20th anniversary. Gwinnett County and Piedmont Eastside are offering a rare public-private health partnership to provide a COVID vaccination clinic. Gwinnett School Superintendent Calvin Watt said it's uncertain when the GCPS face mask mandate could end. And finally, Lawrenceville authors discussed their historic novels. Plus, September is Suicide Prevention Month. It's a heavy topic, but very important to talk about.
It's gotten better over the years, but mental health and suicide has been such a very quiet topic. And it is a hard topic to talk about, but we need to let everybody know, the youth know, it's okay not to be okay, and it's okay to ask for help.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Everybody come and play, throw every last care away. Let's go to the mall today.
Duluth resident Grace Payan remembers a time when Gwinnett Place Mall was the big mall to visit in the Northeast metro area. Payan was one of dozens of people who went to the now-shuttered mall on Friday to offer their opinion on what they'd like to see Gwinnett County government do with the mall site. The county purchased much of the mall except for 4 anchor store spaces earlier this year and is seeking public input as it works on plans for redeveloping the site. The mall has been in decline for years with stores moving out and few tenants moving in to replace them. There were about a dozen stores left in the mall when the county closed on the property and shut down access to the interior of the shopping center. These days, only 3 of Gwinnett Place Mall's anchors, all of which had their own entrances directly from the parking lot, are still open. When the county purchased the majority of the mall property, elected officials pledged to solicit public input before deciding on a redevelopment plan for the property. An event in the mall parking lot on Friday night, which included food, bounce house games for kids, and a viewing of the film Minari, as well as public input stations, was the beginning of the public input process. Gwinnett County Commission Chairwoman Nicole Love Hendrickson said the county offered the free event with children's games and a movie as a way of attracting a crowd to weigh in on the mall's future.
Mr. Gumbel, this is a Girl Scout meeting.
Is it? Or is it that you girls can't admit you have a problem?
It's a major award, but for Bryn Hammock, it's also a family tradition. The senior at Mill Creek High School was recently recognized for her efforts with the highest honor from the Girl Scouts of the USA, joining her mother and grandmother in earning the Gold Award. Bryn, a fourth-generation Girl Scout, received the coveted honor considered the equivalent to a Boy Scout earning Eagle Scout laurels for making nearly 150 bead-filled fabric gloves, or tiny hugs, for babies and newborn intensive care units in Gwinnett area hospitals. Earning the Gold Award is quite an achievement in and of itself, but Hammock's distinction is even more profound given that such accomplishment runs in her family. In addition to her participation in Girl Scouts, she serves as an athletic trainer at Mill Creek and holds membership in the school's National Honor Society, Beta Club, HOSA, Future Health Professionals, and TALON, a leadership program at the school. She also plays club soccer for the Gwinnett Soccer Association and swims for the Hidden Falls Rapids, where she also is an assistant coach in the Gwinnett County Swim League. For Gwinnett County Commissioner Jasper Watkins, the attack at the Pentagon on September 11, 2001, was not something he saw unfold live on TV. Watkins was heading into the Pentagon when one of the hijacked planes crashed into it. He was a member of the medical branch of the personal command that was heading for a daily morning briefing. He shared his recollections during Gwinnett County's annual 9/11 memorial at the Fallen Heroes Memorial, which is located at the Gwinnett Justice Administration Center in Lawrenceville on Saturday. One of several events that took place around the county to mark the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Remembrance events were also held at the Red Clay Music Foundry in Duluth, Swanee Town Center Park, Betty Malden Park in Norcross, and Lilburn City Park. Each event offered a unique way to mark the anniversary. With its emergency and ICU beds filling up because of a new surge in COVID patients, Piedmont Hospital Eastside has formed a unique partnership with Gwinnett County government to provide access to vaccines to people in the southern part of the county. The county has been working with the hospital in a public-private partnership since June to provide a vaccination clinic at Eastside's campus in Snellville. It's currently the only hospital the Gwinnett County government has a partnership with to operate a vaccine clinic. The county is providing Eastside with money it receives through the CARES Act last year to support the clinic. The county and Eastside then worked with the Georgia Emergency Management Agency to set up a memorandum of understanding to get the clinic up and running. The clinic is offered on Tuesdays and Fridays starting at 8 a.m. each day. The vaccinations are offered. Walk-ins are accepted without a reservation until 5 p.m. on Tuesdays, but the clinic stays open until 8 p.m. on Fridays.
The Gwinnett County Fair is back, and you can get your discounted advance tickets online now. Food, unlimited rides, food, animals, exhibits, the Miss Gwinnett pageant, more food, concerts, a petting zoo, and did I mention all the delicious fair food?
Can't get enough of funnel cakes.
See the Ninja Experience, the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, and more. The Gwinnett County Fair is September 16th through the 26th at the Gwinnett County Fairgrounds. Get your discounted advance tickets online today at GwinnettCountyFair.com. The Gwinnett County Fair is back. Save money when you finance your next vehicle with Georgia United Credit Union. With our low rates, we can help you keep more money in your wallet. Qualified borrowers can enjoy rates as low as 1.99% APR. We have an easy online application, quick approval times, and flexible payment terms for qualified borrowers. Visit gucu.org/low rates. All loan programs, rates, terms, and conditions may vary and are subject to change without notice. Call 888-493-4328 for details.
Where? Mask, wear a mask. Is this really much to ask? Tie some fabric round your face. Oh, it's the simplest of tasks. At the gym, at the store, don't treat it like such a chore.
Gwinnett County Public School students could be required to wear face masks for a while, or maybe not much longer. There's no clear answer on when the district's face mask mandate could end, according to GCPS Superintendent Calvin Watts. The superintendent talked briefly with the Daily Post on Wednesday about COVID-19 cases in the schools, mitigation efforts, and the face mask mandate. He did not put the mandate in place. His predecessor, J. Alvin Wilbanks, established the latest mandate days before his tenure as school chief ended, but it is his decision on when to end it. As of Friday, there were 919 current active confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Gwinnett schools. That number is up from 706 total active cases reported in the district on Tuesday, but it's also down from the 1,054 active cases that were reported on September 1st. The district reported it has 211 current probable cases of COVID-19. For Lawrenceville residents and authors Elaine Smith and Tim Westover, there's just an appeal to writing books that are set in historical settings they can't resist. Westover and Smith have written about very different time periods and locations. Smith has written two books about a girl named Ellen Jones that are set in the period around the Cuban Revolution that resulted in Fidel Castro coming to power, with the latest called This is Ellen Jones reporting. Meanwhile, Westover set his book, The Winter Sisters, in 1830s Lawrenceville. Smith and Westover got to talk about their books at an author's event hosted by the Gwinnett County Public Library System at the Gwinnett Historic Courthouse in downtown Lawrenceville on Thursday night. The event was titled Southern Voices.
Hello, I'm Rodney Skelthorpe, and I own A1 Tires and More in Lawrenceville. Don't break down on 316 on your way to a game. Come get your car checked out at A1 Tires and More.
Can you imagine how embarrassing it would be to be on the side of the road and miss kickoff? Get to A1 Tires and More before you head out. Tune-ups, oil changes, fluid checks, whatever you need.
All of our work at A1 Tires & More is guaranteed. You can find us online at a1tiresandmore.com or give us a call at 770-963-8333. Remember, at A1 Tires & More, we're more than just tires. We're located directly across from the Lawrenceville Police Headquarters, and we are A1 on your ride.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG now.
And now, September is Suicide Prevention Month. JP Edwards is here to learn more about this heavy topic and to find out about the resources that are available in Gwinnett.
We're joined on the podcast by Amira Abdul-Hafid. She's a program coordinator at Guide, Inc. September is Suicide Prevention Month. And Amira, I appreciate you coming on the podcast to talk to us about some resources that we have locally.
Yes, great. I'm excited to be here again. Gwinnett has a lot of different resources that can help anybody who might need some help with a mental illness, mental disorder, just anything, or suicide prevention as well. The biggest resource that Gwinnett has is Viewpoint Health. It is the behavioral health hospital that is located in Gwinnett, Newton, and Rockdale, and I believe other parts of the state of Georgia. But they provide a lot of services to individuals who need treatment and support. They do trainings to the community, and they have multiple locations, and it's a really good resource, and they will work with you for payment. They'll take any kind of insurance, but also if you don't have insurance, then you can talk to them and they will work with you. Their phone number is 678-209-2411, but you can Google or research Viewpoint Health. And then for another source that we have, it's also part of Viewpoint, but for our Latino community, we know that Gwinnett has a very large population of Hispanics, Latinos, and Latinas. They have a group called Alianza Terapéutica Latina, or ATL for short. It's part of Viewpoint, but it provides like affordable linguistic and culturally appropriate help for the Latino, Latina population, or the Latinx, which I believe is the new term now. But so for anybody in the Hispanic community, they can reach out to them and they can provide the same resources, but in the language and culturally appropriate.
Amira Abdul-Hafid is program coordinator at Guide, Inc., and she's with us on the podcast because September is Suicide Prevention Month. Now, last week on the podcast, you told me some disturbing numbers that specifically in Gwinnett County. And one of the things you talked about was an app where you could chat with somebody. What was that?
That was the app for the Georgia Crisis and Access Line, or GCAL as it's known. You can download the app for completely free and you can chat with a counselor right there. There's a button, you hit chat and it will connect you with a live person and you can definitely talk to somebody right there. And it's 24/7, so any time of the day or night, you can reach somebody.
And am I correct in saying that one of the important things that Guide, Inc. wants to really get out there is that it's okay to not be okay?
Correct. It's gotten better over the years, but mental health and suicide has been such a very quiet topic. And it is a hard topic to talk about, but we need to let everybody know, the youth know, it's okay not to be okay, and it's okay to ask for help. Because a lot of that, especially with youth, because our target population is youth. The youth don't want to talk about it because they're afraid of disappointing their parents or teachers or their loved ones, guardians. They don't want to disappoint, but then they also don't want the stigma. Oh, they're going to think I'm crazy. I'm going to be locked up, that kind of stuff. So they're afraid to really talk about it. But, and I'm sure we'll talk about this at another time, but there's different ways and different methods that you can help them know that it's okay not to be okay and it's okay to ask for help.
That is something that we're going to talk about on next week's podcast. Since it is September is Suicide Prevention Month, we'll talk about that next week. However, for the meantime, if somebody needs to get in touch with you at Guide, Inc., how can they find you?
They can find me at my email address. If you go to, my email is Amira, it's A-M-I-R-A, @guideinc.org. But also, if it's easier, if you just go to our website, guideinc.org, and you'll be able to find my information on the website as well.
Excellent. Amira Abdul-Hafid is a program coordinator at Guide Inc., and I really appreciate you joining us on the podcast.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
Doing nothing gets pricey.
How's that?
Letting stuff slide.
Makes things worse.
Goes double for your AC.
And putting off your R.S. Andrews Mega Tune-Up.
How so?
It's like this. Your AC either cools at peak efficiency
or inefficiently costs you money.
Never thought.
See? Doing nothing
gets expensive.
But R.S. Andrews saves you money.
You call, we come, it's cool again.
How?
Our clean, screen, trained, and trusted techs go mega deep.
We refresh it to factory fresh specs.
Like the day it was new?
Why, we call it mega.
But mine's kind of old.
We get maximum years from older systems.
On the other hand, if your old system costs more to run,
then a high-efficiency replacement one makes more sense?
Practically pays for itself.
I get it.
Comfort goes up.
Energy bills go down.
Now you're getting it.
Beats paying more.
Because R.S. Andrews makes it easy.
Easier than putting it off.
Mega tune-ups.
Efficient AC installs.
Either way, R.S. Andrews makes you smile.
He's Ben.
He's Dari.
They're RSAndrews.com.
Looking for a way to further your career? Maybe get a GED, get certified, get your bachelor's or associate's. Check out ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Serving Metro Atlanta since 1963, Chattahoochee Tech provides a wide variety of programs perfect for you. Check out their website and learn about their 8 convenient campuses. You can even listen to the 98.7 Chat Tech podcast, where you can hear students talk about classes and life on campus. So go today to ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Chattahoochee Tech, a member of the Technical College System of Georgia.